I find myself pushed against the wall, naked, one of your hands around my throat, the other sliding between my thighs. My legs open willingly, welcoming your rough touch, and your fingers squeeze the inside of my thighs, digging deep enough into my soft flesh to leave marks and bruises. I'm the canvas and you are painting a masterpiece of your lust and dominance. I gasp as a sudden bolt of pain jolts through me, but I feel myself getting wet. You don't waste any time with warm-up touches. You know you don't have to. You know exactly how fucking wet I am already. Wet and ready to be taken by you in any way you like. You push two fingers deep inside my pussy all the way in and I moan, because being stretched and opened with the first thrust always feels so good. Leaning closer, you start to whisper dirty things into my ear. You tell me I'm your pretty slut, your obedient little fuck toy, your fucking whore. And every degrading word just turns me on even more. You add a third finger, and when the fourth one follows shortly after, I'm already so close to the edge. I whimper because it's almost too much for me to take, but you push further without mercy, harder and deeper until my walls give in and I adjust. I feel so full, so stretched out. It's painful, but also fucking good at the same time. I moan and beg for you to fuck me with your fingers. Make me come. Make me fucking come. Because I need it so badly. With an almost devilish grin on your face, you finger fuck me harder and faster, knowing exactly how much I can take. Holding me on the brink between ecstasy and pain. It only takes a few more moments for me to come, but it's not your fingers thrusting deep and hard and relentlessly into my wet cunt that finally push me over the edge. Make me scream, make me whimper under the knee-shaking intensity of my orgasm. It's the look in your eyes, that goddamn possessive look that says you're mine, all fucking mine. And I am. I always have been. And I always will be. My knees are still trembling when you let go of my throat, and your eyes lock onto mine with unwavering intensity. On your knees, slut, you command. Not loudly, but with that stern, dominant tone that tolerates no contradiction, and immediately short-circuits my brain, turning me into the obedient little doll that you want me to be. I drop to my knees and open my mouth, sticking my tongue out because I know that that will be your next instruction. I want to be your fuck toy, your perfect good girl, so badly that I'm even following your unspoken commands. You give me a little nod, acknowledging my effort and granting me permission to go on. My hands reach for your belt and unbuckle it, and then I pull down your zipper with shaky fingers. Your hard cock springs free, already glistening with pre-cum. You're wearing no boxers today, and I know the way your jeans have been rubbing against your shaft all day has kept you in a constant state of arousal. No wonder you're so pent up now. With a smug smile on your face, you take your cock in one hand and start to slap it on my tongue. Light slaps at first, then harder again, and I can hear you groan with lust. My gaze is still locked on yours, and I watch how your eyes darken with every slap. I know what's to come won't be gentle or even moderate, no. You're so desperate and feral. You're going to relentlessly fuck my throat until you've had your release. I whimper softly, but I know I'll take it. I'll take everything you give me. I always do. I'm your good girl. I want you to use me. No, I need you to use me in any way you see fit. Suddenly, your other hand grabs a fistful of hair at the back of my head and pulls me closer. The head of your cock pushes between my lips and you groan. Suck, slut. Not that I have any choice, because you start fucking my mouth at the same time, thrusting your cock deeper and deeper until it's covered with my saliva. Your breath hitches and I feel your cock throbbing as you use me, fucking my throat and making me gag, drool and tear up. Your eyes are fixed on my face and I know seeing me like this, tears and mascara running down my cheeks, my spit dripping onto my naked tits, struggling for every short breath between your deep thrusts, still letting you use me for your pleasure without resistance, submissive and obedient like you want me to be, is going to push you over the edge soon. You move faster. Your ragged breath quickens. Mixed with panting and moaning, you push even harder into my throat. One, two, three more thrusts and you come. Loud and hard and deep into my throat and I swallow and swallow until your balls are empty. You draw back and I gasp for breath, coughing and panting. I know I'm a mess. Hair wild and tangled, traces of tears mixed with mascara all over my face, my lips swollen and spit, and a bit of your cum dripping down my chin and decorating my tits. You gently brush my cheek. A soft smile plays on your lip. Good girl. My very good girl, you say, before you pick me up and carry me to the bathroom, where I know you're going to take care of me the way I need to be taken care of now, like you always do.